Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you continue to come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow, and tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back. All right, you know the drill. Grab your coffee, tea, drink. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. I was missing in action last week. It's been hectic, so I had to take a little hiatus. To whom much is given, much is required. So goes life. But today, we are here, we are back, and I have a question for you. Well, somebody else has a question for you, and I'll just let you hear it.
I want to ask you a question, and that is, what is in your life's blueprint? This is the most important and crucial period of your lives, for what you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go. And whenever a building is constructed, you usually have an architect who draws a blueprint. And that blueprint serves as the pattern, as the guide, as the model for those who are to build the building. And a building is not well erected without a good, sound, and solid blueprint. Now, each of you is in the process of building the structure of your lives. And the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint.
So I thought that was so profound. And another one of the reasons I've been absent this week, you know, every now and again, I have these awakenings. I call them my, I always tell my daughter, it's a metamufu. I'm going through my change. I go through these shifts, and I can tell when God is moving me, when he's shifting me, when he's putting me into other things, and meaning I have to do something. Get up, Kim. It's time to do something different. And so much so, sometimes people are busy, but they ain't going nowhere. So when I think of the world and I look at things, and we're trying to help with this and we're trying to help with that, you got to think in terms of what Dr. Martin Luther King said, which is so profound. In order for us to have something, in order for us to be somewhere, in order for us to get the things that we want, now it comes with a cost. But the first thing you have to do, like he said, even in a builder that builds a house, you never see someone put the roof on first. Just won't ever happen. Not in this lifetime. You have to build with a solid foundation. So when you ask yourself, what is in your life's blueprint? What is it that you want? How will you erect that thing? What is it that you're going to do with your life? And even in that synopsis, he was talking to a group of middle school kids, and he was speaking with them. But it's so profound now for grown folks, because grown folks are lost. We are so lost out here. We don't take the time to think it out. We'll start something, but we didn't have a blueprint. We'll start something, but we didn't have a business plan. We'll start something, but we didn't put the demographics in place to know that, no, you opened that business there, but that wasn't conducive for the area that you put it in. So there are so many things and so many times in life that we fail at things. But then also in your blueprint, when you want to know what's in your life blueprint. You got to go to the creator who created you for that blueprint. So in that, there are some things we fail at because it ain't yours. It's not your calling. It's not your purpose. So sometimes we get upset at things. We'll go into this deep depression. We'll go into this deep thing where we're about to jump off 5 bridges because it didn't work out, or we've invested something where now we've lost all of our money, but we didn't have a solid blueprint. We didn't build it right. We didn't create a business plan. When you're building a house, you have the plans for the house. You create this master plan of how you want your house to be. You got to have it structured, how you want your rooms to be, where you want it, what's the size of the rooms, what all are you going to put in. And a lot of times we fall short of the building. We'll build something, and then when it's made, man, I wish I'd had more closet space. I wish I'd had more bathroom space. Man, I should have added this to it. I should have added that to it. But the reason we don't have that is because we didn't plan that blueprint out. We didn't sit down and take the time out of our lives to stop, pray about that thing. Not only pray about that thing, but listen to what it is that he's telling us to do, that we took it upon ourselves and got ahead of God and said, this is a God thing. And it's not a God thing. It's a you thing. And when we do something, we know it's always hinging upon us, you know, not doing the right thing because we didn't plan it out right. So I think that's so important. I think of that even in terms of parenting and your blueprint of parenting. We don't parent like we were parented. There are some things you have to learn. There are some things you got to research. A lot of times, you know, we say it doesn't come with a manual, but there are some books out there. There are some things out there where in that blueprint, where you erecting this child, you got to be cognizant that you have the power to make or break a child, in that I can build them up or I can tear them down. Think of a battered wife syndrome. Think of the terms of a woman that's been in an abusive relationship for 20 years. He may not be physically abusive, which chances are he is, but he may be emotionally abusive. And he's broken you down so much that you don't even believe in who you are. You don't even think that you're capable of anything. You don't even think that you're worthy of anything. So when we're building these blueprints, you have to understand that even though Dr. Martin Luther King was talking to a group of students that's on another journey, as we journey from, that first grade to middle school, from middle school to high school, from high school to college, we need blueprints in every day of our lives. We need to seek the creator in everything that we do. We sometimes, you know, how many times do we buy a car and never read the manual? All the time. We just drive that sucker. We click those buttons until it worked. And I bought a car, this last car that I bought, it was making this sound. You know, you ever had a jacked up, what you call it, y'all? Lord, charger for your phone. So you know how that deek deek sound when you know that sucker is about to, you know, you turning it, you twisting it, you putting it just the right place to get a good charge out of it. You tape it up because you found just the right spot. Well, my car would do that, and it has that plate. You know, the newer vehicles have those plates that you could just lay your cell phone on and it'll automatically charge it. Now, you know me on 10, hot as fish grease, because you got a brand new car and this thing is deeping, beeping, whatever you call it. So I took the car back. I tell these people something is wrong with this car and this making this sound. So they kept my car. They actually kept my car for 2 days. I bought it in 23, but it was a 24. And they called me finally after 2 days and said, Miss Kim, it took us a while. She went out. Then she had to get her supervisor to go out. Then they had to get the technician to go out, and they didn't know what it was. They Googled it and come to find out that I didn't have a short in the, I didn't have a short in the charging pad. It was a sound that whenever you switch zones in your speed limit, it beeped to alert you that, okay, you're going from 35 to 25. Okay, you're going from 60 to 55, or you're going to 60 or 70 to 75. So they actually found out where to turn that thing off. Of course, I didn't consult the manual, right? I just said something wrong with this car. I'm taking this sucker back, you know. So that's how we are in life. That's how we are with things. So, and I go back to say that with the children, you know, you can tell them, go sit down, you're stupid, you're dumb, you this or you that. That blueprint you're building for her is not going to be a good one. She won't be built off of a solid foundation. He won't be built off a solid foundation. You're an absent father. You just tore his foundation down because now he doesn't know how to move in society as a man because there's no man there, no father figure there to raise him, to have relations with him as far as a relational, as far as his son and a father. So there are so many things that I want you to sit back and think about after today, after you listen to this. Everything has a blueprint. Everything in life that we do, have a blueprint. You may not think about it that way. You may not even look at it that way. But the reason we screw things up so much is because we don't research. We don't check it out. We don't know how much cement we need to put on that puppet. We don't know if we need to build the dirt up because it's going to flood on that land you just bought. And you didn't go out there on a rainy day and see them 15,000 puddles in your yard where it's coming up to your windows. You didn't check that thing out. You didn't drive it at night to see how many cows came up to the back of your house. It's so many things that we have to do. So, you know, it's so important to know what's in your life blueprint. But he went on to say, if you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper that you can be. So whatever it is, even in business, even in work, whatever you choose, even in your career, be the best at it. But also know that's what your calling is. Also know that's what your purpose for. So sometimes we have to take a little time to stop, think, listen, pray about it, listen, and then move on it. Because when you know it's a God thing, he's going to give you a peace. And that word says a peace that surpasses all understanding. You won't be wrestling with that thing. You won't be trying to make it fit. You won't be trying to make a square peg fit into a round circle. You won't be trying to get that rectangle to go in that octagon. It's going to work because that's the blueprint. You've already thought that thing out. You already know I'm going to put a Southern Classic on every corner and they coming. See, Southern Classic don't care where it's at. You going to buy that chicken. You don't care. Because they know the demographics. You know why they know? They know the product. They've built the blueprint off the recipe. And ain't none like Southern Classic. You got to get that classic and Southern made. At 4 o'clock, though, they got to be piping hot. So you see, they know what to do, and they perfected that thing. So whoever created that, they perfected that thing. And it works. And it's been serving them well. Churches done closed down. Kentucky done closed down. How many chicken shacks done closed down? Ain't no comp right there. Because they checked the blueprint. They worked that foundation out. And then when you put that roof on that puppet, y'all got those cars down the doggone street. We all on the side of the road on Mansfield Road trying to get up in there. So that's the thing you have to understand. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability, but also do it in research. So you got to check your blueprint, y'all. You got to stop, women, ladies, check that blueprint for that man. Did you vet that thing? He about as crazy as two left shoes tied together when you walk and fall over. You think he's just cute and he done hung the moon because he fine and he bow-legged. Because, girl, you know some bow-legged men, they are something else fierce. But that don't mean they all good for you. But at my age, I ain't worried about your legs. I'm worried about will you wipe my butt if something happened to you. To me, will you take me to my doctor's appointment if I was sick? Will you be there for me when I'm down? Will you ride that thing out for us in the storm? If I fall, can you pick me up? See, it ain't so much about the aesthetics, but then I always throw that in there. Lord, let him be cute, though. Let him be some good eye candy. You want some eye candy, but you also want that man at my age that's going to ride this thing out with me, that's going to be there for me. The old man said, when it ain't no more fire in the fireplace and ain't them but snow on the mountains, you better have a good conversation rocking in that rocking chair. So a lot of times, even in these relationships that we choose like kind. You know, everybody, you know, it's so cute to say, girl, you know my type. It's not cute because your type is the same one. It's just a different body, but it's still, you got Tom, but you with Tom, Dick, Harry, Bill, Bob, Blue, green, purple, but he ain't nothing but the same Tom. But then your blueprint hadn't changed. So it's not the man, it's you. See, like kind attract usually, but then opposites attract too now. But like kind, what we are at, whatever stage in our lives that we're at, we attract that type of thing. But when we're not what we used to be, you know how people call you and, ooh, that's not me anymore. Ooh, don't, ooh. You know, they can't even say the things they used to say to you because that don't work anymore. I'm at a different place in my life. My blueprint has changed. I built a bigger house. I moved to a different location. My foundation is solid now. I'm not shaky anymore. I didn't build this thing on rocks. You can't tell. You can kick rocks, but you can't bring those rocks over here. We don't do rocks on mine. We might put it in the flower bed, but we don't build a house with those rocks. We build it solid, and on solid ground we stand. So when you ask yourself, remember, your life's blueprint is so profound, is so paramount, is so, read these manuals, read the manual. That Bible is the best blueprint you could read. And I don't care whoever you go back to, they wherever they are, whether they're a motivational speaker, whether they, whatever, it's going to be a proverb somewhere in that. You might not be a believer, but you can quote those proverbs better than Proverbs can quote them. So, you know, you understand where they get that from. They got it from the Creator. So you got to understand in this life, read your manual, check your blueprint, make sure you're on solid ground, and make sure you're sound, because if you're not sound, you're not good for anything else around you. That toxicity comes with you. Here comes generational curses. Here comes the things that you bring with you and that you put off on us. And if they're not strong enough, if they don't have a spiritual foundation, their foundation is just as rocky and crazy as yours. You ever seen a crooked house? Like, baby, that door, you know, you thinking that the house is shifting and they built that sucker that way. The door won't close. The windows won't shut good because it's not built right. You said, I don't need it. Have you ever been with a man that I don't need that in the bicycle? You pedaling backwards. He done put that bike all backwards. The handlebars turned inside out. You know, that man, you know, it's some, I don't need directions. I know where I'm going. And here we are up on top of a mountain somewhere. Because he don't want to read the manual. He don't want to ask Siri. He don't want to get Google Maps up on this board because he think I'd have been down this road 50 times. And every time we got lost. We have gotten lost. So, and that's the thing in life. We get lost. We can't, sometimes we can't see our way. And then it gets too hard for us. And then depression sets in. And then we don't think we're worthy. And then we don't think we're good enough. And then we believe the lies that the devil is telling. But you remember, he's the father of lies. And you, just like your father, you're a liar. So then, but if we don't have a good foundation, if we hadn't read the manual, if we hadn't checked to make sure, Lord, give me that. Lord, help me in my spirit that I know that I got a peace about this thing. That you a lie. Devil, you a lie. So you see, it works in everything. A lot of times, you know, I got 5 books right now, or 6 in rotation, and one book that's so profound is Eye of the Hurricane, My Path from Darkness to Freedom by Dr. Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was wrongfully incarcerated for triple murder, and he served so many years, but he came out, he wasn't bitter, but he was better. I also have a book, man, if you want to read some, The Journey to Ixalan. The Journey to Ixalan is the lessons of Don Juan, and it's very thought-provoking. It's very thought-provoking, and it's a very good book. I'm also reading The Laws of Nature by Robert Greene, which, you know, he's very profound. He's one of my favorite authors. I'm also reading Don't Believe Everything You Think, because everything starts in the mind. So see, when we think we know, when we think we got it all together, we go off of that and we go with our mood. And our move is not always the right move. And here we go, caught up in something else, and we're caught up in something else. But as Dr. Martin Luther King said, what's in that life blueprint? What are you doing with that? I love the things that he says. I love when he talks because he's asking the question. He's not telling you what to, but he's giving you this guidance. You got to build that foundation solid. You got to be on solid rock. You have to be on solid ground. I couldn't sleep last night, so I didn't go to work this morning. I didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock this morning. So I'm up and I'm praying, Lord, who is it to pray for? So I'm praying and I'm praying. So then I got up and I started building on that foundation because he's already put it into my spirit, what it is that I'm doing to further it, to better it. And I was up to 4 o'clock perfecting that thing. Everything is a cost. Everything that we do, it comes with a cost. It comes with a price. But you got to be willing to sacrifice so that in the end, when you see that building built, when it's ready to be erected, that it's one of the best and most beautiful things, like the Mona Lisa, just like when painting with Picasso, the things that are just so amazingly done well, because those are their crafts. Those are their gifts. Those are their purposes in life and the callings that God has called and placed upon their life. So that's, I had heard it this week early, and you know, I'm always, Lord, what is it you want me to speak on? What is it you want me to do? But I've also learned in my life's blueprint along the way, I'm also doing the circle, draw the circle, the 40 days a prayer challenge. We're doing a 40-day prayer challenge, and it's a lot of women that I sent some things out to invite them to join me on this journey. And the thing about that prayer challenge, you want to, it's challenging those that do not pray regularly to be able to pray. And after the 40 days, it should be a continuation. But in that, you're praying for that direction. In that, you're praying that that blueprint be laid. In that, we're trying to find our way with that. But we also want to be made better. We also want to be made whole. We also want to be free of these generational curses, these negative things that we've ever spoken into the lives of ourselves, the things that people have spoken into our lives. So that's a blueprint that we're erecting every day to be better, every day to change the narrative, to change what they said about you, to change what you said about you, and get down and write that business plan. If you want to be in a business, write it out. Check those demographics. Okay, how many hair stores out here? How many people are buying? What are they buying? What is the need? What are they trending? Is that something I like to do? How can I turn my craft into something? But everybody is not meant to be an entrepreneur either. Everybody is not a business owner, but we want to sell every t-shirt on the corner. Again, check your blueprint. Check with the creator on what it is you're supposed to be doing, and do that thing to the best of your ability. I don't know where I left off, and that's what he tells them to do it, and you do it well. So let's see what he says.
And I want to suggest some of the things that should be in your life's blueprint. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodyness.
Amen.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Now, that means that you should not be ashamed of your color. You know, it's very unfortunate that in so many instances, our society has placed a stigma on the Negro's color. And you know, there are some Negroes who are ashamed of themselves. But don't be ashamed of your color. Don't be ashamed of your biological features. Somehow you must be able to say in your own lives and really believe it, I am black but beautiful.
Amen.
And believe it in your heart. Need not be lured into purchasing cosmetics advertised to make you lighter, Neither do you need to process your hair to make it appear straight. I have good hair, and it is as good as anybody else's hair in the world. And we've got to believe that. Now, in your life's blueprint, be sure that you have that a principle of somebody-ness. Secondly, in your life's blueprint, you must have as a basic principle the determination to achieve excellence in your various fields of endeavor. You're going to be deciding as the days and the years unfold what you will do in life.
I ain't going around looking like Florida Evans, so I'm going to go ahead and perm my hair. I don't want no little bush running around here. But your blueprint, dignity, your own somebody-ness, everything that you're going to do, everything that you're going to be. So I hope today that we take some time out, we stop, we think, we look at our lives and we look at where we are. We look at what we're doing with our children. We look at how we're raising them. And sometimes you just got to get up and say, you know what? I am tired of living like this. I am tired of going through. I am tired of this because I know I have the ability. Just as much as you had that ability to lay your butt down on that couch all day, get your butt up and get out there and do something. You are your own somebody-ness. You can do whatever it is. You have that within you. God puts a measure of faith in all of us. It's there, you just don't know it. It's there, you just buried it. It's there, you just lazy. You just tired. But get up and make the best of your life that you have left. Make the best of what we have left. And journey to that place, wherever it is that you want to be. And get out of the negativity. Get out of the woe is me. Get out of the, oh Lord, I wish I coulda, woulda, shoulda. I have no regrets, no remorse. Death is too busy coming for us all. And I don't have time to be worried about what's going on in this life. The journey to Ixalan, said that death is always around the corner. And so he's teaching this guy, like his little apprentice, his mentor, mentee, whatever, to lose himself, to lose his self-importance, to lose those things in life that we think we're so much. So it's so profound. The book is just absolutely amazing and I love it. But it's teaching us to release those things and purge from us those things that are poison for us, those things that serve us no purpose, those things that have us so puffed up, those things that have us bound. Check that blueprint out. Make sure it's written right. Make sure that plan is written right. Make sure it's your blueprint and not somebody else's. Make sure it's not something somebody ascribed to you to be. If it is and you don't want to do it, don't do it. If my mama didn't be a doctor and she won't, you ain't going to make me be a doctor. I said, you ain't going to make me be a doctor. I know it's incorrect grammar, but you're not going to make me be something and live your life through me. Mm-mm. Stop taking on responsibilities for what somebody else want to do because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. It's called boundaries. In the midst of all of this, it's called, like, no, I have my own journey. I love you, but I have my own journey. And that's what we have to do. You have to walk in boldness and you have to walk in your own somebody-ness to go, that's not my journey. That's not my walk. See, your journey ain't my journey. That's why I'm only in competition with myself. I can't compete for you. You ain't nobody. I can only compete for myself, you know. You, the things you want to do are the things that God called you to do. And if I try to do what God called you to do, I'm going to fail every time. Now I'm disappointed. Now I'm broke down. I'm busted. I'm disgusted. About to go into depression with some Xanax and some whatever else you call it. I don't know the other name. Prozac, whatever, Zach. But my thing is, you sometimes we're in a bad way because we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. Sometimes we're in a bad way because God didn't call us to do that thing. Stop doing stuff for everybody else and start doing things for yourself. And ask yourself, what's in your life's blueprint? What is it that you want to do? What steps do I need to take, Lord? What moves should I make? and you know he'll come through. So I love you. I hope it helped somebody today, that give you some thoughts, some insight into your life on what you need to be doing and where it is and what direction that you want to go in. Oh, they didn't tell you that I kill people. I'm talking to the fly. But make sure you check it out and look. And until next time, y'all be blessed.